21 minutes past 7, John Matham in for Keno this morning until 10 o'clock, and then the other weekday mornings until 9 o'clock until the new year when Keno will be back. You can call us on 021-446-0567, email johnm@capetalk.co.za, SMS 31567, tweet us at Cape Talk, WhatsApp me 072-567-1567. The next payout for SASSA grant recipients will be made on the 28th of December, but there are just under 50,000 cardholders in the Western Cape who've not yet swapped over to the new cards. Henry de Grasse is General Manager of Grants Administration at SASSA. Henry, good morning. Thanks for talking to us. Will somebody be allowed to use an old card on the 28th of December?
Good morning, John, and good morning to the Cape Talk listeners. John, on a national basis, there are still 379,000 beneficiaries with the old card. For the Western Cape, as you indicated, it would be 49,000. It is very disappointing that we still have so many beneficiaries with the old SASSA card. But as you indicated, as from the 28th of December, we will not pay any money onto that old card. But John, what we have done, we have pre-opened account for those beneficiaries. So there will be money for them, but in the new SALPO account. So if those beneficiaries would come and come and do the card swap, but only when they come and do the card swap, then they will get their money.
What level of communication is there? Is communication with every SASSA card holder possible? Is there a way of contacting them and saying you have not yet swapped the new card and you won't get any money if you don't do that by the 28th?
John, what we have done, because we have received a list of these beneficiaries, first we have asked the tellers, the merchants, so when these beneficiaries would come with the old SASSA card, please inform these beneficiaries that they must do the card swap. What some of our officers have also done, they even phoned these beneficiaries, and the bulk of them are the child support grant beneficiaries. But at this stage, there's no interest coming from them actually to come and do the card swap. Many of us actually told us they will come later, but they didn't come. And there are only a few days left if they do want their money actually in December to come and do the card swap. We will continue communicating with the beneficiaries through your radio station, through the other radio stations. We have been on national television also. We have taken out space in the newspapers, but still there's no interest from them at this stage to come and do the card swap.
I'm surprised that they're kind of quite relaxed about this, at least some of those that have been contacted. Do they give any indication of why they're sort of putting it off until another day?
They just don't find the time. They say, we will come later. But, John, we have learned actually from the past, and especially with the re-registration, it's only when you touch the money of these beneficiaries that they will come. As long as you pay money actually into the account, there's no interest from them to come and do the card swap. And unfortunately for these beneficiaries, although we are in the state of readiness, both from the post office as well as from the SASSA side, there will be long queues at the at our offices and at the SALPO branches. And we are ready actually to receive them, but unfortunately they will have to wait then at our offices, the SALPO branches, to do the card swaps.
And, I mean, other than the possibility of a queue, is it a relatively simple thing to swap the old card for the new?
Very simple, John, and many of the beneficiaries will actually testify to that, because all that we do, if they bring the IDs, we do the fingerprint verification with Home Affairs, and once the verification actually takes place, then we will issue them the card. And that card is, once the card is issued to them, and if it's online, then that card is immediately activated and they can go and draw their money. To the most, it will take about 5 minutes from the time that they sit in front of the officials to the issuing of the card. But one problem that we might encounter, if the verification fails with Home Affairs, then they must actually go to Home Affairs to go and retake those fingerprints, because we want to prevent fraud also. And we don't know how much fraud is actually involved with these numbers that haven't come actually to come and do the card swap.
Thank you very much. Jenny DeGrasse, General Manager of Grants Administration at SASSA. I hope that anybody who's listening now who hasn't yet done the card swap will be persuaded to do so as soon as possible.